Running 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Two giants met on our Image of the Day blog, which featured a shot of an Air France Airbus A380 alongside a China Airlines Boeing 747-400 at LAX. How often do you get a chance to take a photo like this? Beamed airspace user Flyer Toss It. I was at the right place at the right time at the right altitude, and bingo. On the DoLine blog, Dave Muhammadar wrote what he could about the U.S. Air Force's new long-range strike bomber program, which is entirely classified. The USAF isn't just withholding technical data. The service won't even share programmatic details, such as if there is a system program office in place, or a completion, or anything else. Muhammadar also drew attention to a Naval Air Systems Command video explaining how the Northrop Grumman X-47B unmanned air system is tested for potential frequency interference. And now, top stories from FlightGlobal.com. The U.S. Air Force is planning a host of upgrades for its fleet of Boeing F-15Cs and F-15Es, but pilots say that without upgraded displays, they will not be able to take full advantage of those enhanced systems. On the two-seat multi-role F-15E Strike Eagle, the Air Force is planning to add the new Raytheon APG-82V1 active electronically scanned array radar, a new advanced display core processor 2, mission computer, a new electronic warfare system dubbed the Eagle Passive Active Warning and Survivability System, a digital video recorder, Mode 5 identification friend or foe, and a joint helmet-mounted cueing system for the front seat, says a senior Air Force official at the F-15 System Program Office at Robins Air Force Base, Georgia. The aircraft will also receive a series of software block updates. The Air Force plans to furnish the single-seat F-15C Air Superiority Fighter Fleet with a similar upgrade. Virgin Atlantic is making good on its promise to enter the UK domestic market by launching thrice-daily flights from London Heathrow to Manchester Airport next spring. The new service, which begins on March 31, 2013, will be operated with narrow-body Airbus A319s. Flying between Heathrow and Manchester is just the start for Virgin Atlantic's new short-haul operation, says Chief Executive Steve Ridgway. Operating a London-Manchester route will provide an invaluable feed to our existing long-haul network for both business and leisure passengers. It is the perfect introduction to short-haul flights for Virgin Atlantic. The Mil Mi-38 has set a new world record for helicopters in its class at the 14th Fédération Aéronautique Internationale Helicopter Championship, says airframer Russian Helicopters. The Mi-38 reached an altitude of 28,200 feet, or 8,600 meters, which is a new world record for helicopters in the 10,000 kilogram to 20,000 kilogram weight class. The previous record was 27,880 feet. Test pilots from Mil Moscow helicopter plant at Drakino Air Base near Moscow flew the Mi-38. The type was designed to replace the Mi-8 and Mi-17, with production expected to start in 2015, according to Russian helicopters. Production aircraft have the option of being fitted either with Russian Kilimov TV-7-117V engines or Pratt & Whitney Canada PW127-TS turboshafts.